Welcome, ACC fans, and all you Wahoos out there. Frank and Hobbo and Darren in the studio. And we've got an awesome lineup tonight. Tonight we have none other than Mark Verica, former UVA quarterback from the 2008, 2009, 2010 seasons.
And, recent vintage.
Correct. And Hobbo, who's our basketball guest tonight?
Barry Parkhill. He is not of recent vintage.
But he's
neither
he's,
am I. But he's a terrific guy, and
still walking tall on the grounds.
He's walking without a limp, which I admire. You know, but Vince Dalton will take care of that next week. More on that later. We should let Darren tell people how you can follow the show.
You can give us a call here in the studio at 804-345-0910. Streaming live on FoxSportsRichmond.com and also on our great sponsor, thesaber.com. Download the free iHeartRadio app to listen in on your smartphone. And check us out on Facebook at Who's Talking. And if you want to get our newsletter, go to our Facebook page and leave us a message, and we'll make sure you get on the list.
All right. Well, Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Who's Talking. Glad you could sync up this evening with us. It seems like only yesterday when you and Jameel Sewell were dueling for the starting position at Virginia. Tell us your thoughts on what you're seeing from the Virginia quarterbacks this year and the decision by Coach Mendenhall to bring the veteran back into the lineup for the last two games.
Sure, sure. Hey, guys, thanks for having me again. Always a pleasure. It's just one of those things. And I got to see both sides of that. You know, I had been the starter, and then I was asked to take a step back and then be the backup. And then, you know, I was starting again after that. So I've seen it from both sides, you know, from Benkert's perspective and also from John. So, the competitor in me feels for Benkert, you know, being the guy is a great thing for a large stretch of the season, and that's a challenge when you're asked late in the season to have to take a step back, right? Because you've kind of, you know, you've put everything into that season. Hopefully, you've had a lot of progress. You've established a rapport with your teammates and your coaches, and you just want to be that guy. So, you know, I feel for Benkert in that respect, and then, you know, the fifth-year quarterback in me, I guess, is also happy for Johns, right? You know, here's a guy who has put a lot into the UVA program. He's been nothing but a class act in how he's handled having to take a step back. And now he has his opportunity. So kind of a tricky situation, but, from the outside looking in, it seems like, you know, UVA's kids, these quarterbacks, these are class guys. These are character guys, and they're going to do whatever they're asked to do. So that's the one positive.
Mark, looking at your career stats, and I was marveling, you know, you're number six all-time on the career list for UVA QBs, just a few yards short of 5,000 yards, and you threw for 22 touchdowns. I bet you were kind of hoping that Johns wouldn't get the job again, because he would have passed you if he'd played this year. But just all kidding aside.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up tonight, Frank, but you hit that on the head.
You know, it's interesting. Johns has put in a pretty tough situation here, but I'm sure he may have gotten some rust off in the last game, and I think he's perfectly capable of leading the Cavs to an upset. What do you think?
He is. I've always liked John's game. He's a competitor. You know, you can definitely see that. And now as a fifth-year guy, you know, he's been there. He's done that. He's won games. He's had to take a step back and be the backup. He has a lot of experience in a lot of different situations. But, you know, he shouldn't be any short on confidence at all. You know, I always thought he was a good player. He's definitely a competitor.
Well, he didn't have any trouble finding Donnie Dowling and Taquan Mizell. Between the two of them, they had 15 receptions down there in Atlanta. And that could be a warm-up, right, for this coming weekend in a game that, you know, tensions will be high. And, you know, the Wahoos want to, you know, shake off these losses. And at the same time, Virginia Tech has a really much more surprisingly good team than I think most people expected. So there's a lot at stake in this game.
There is. And I think you're right. I think he definitely has a high comfort level with Smoke and Dowling. You know, and you can see why. I mean, Smoke, he's been tremendous. You know, I think I saw a stat the other day that said he was the first player in ACC history with 1,500 yards rushing and receiving.
Yep.
You know, so that speaks to his versatility. I mean, that's a quarterback's best friend, right? If you have a running back that can get you those kind of, like, steal you those sneaky yards on checkdowns and things, stuff like that, Smoke is obviously great at that. And then Dowling, I'm really impressed with him. He's got pretty good size, and I like the way that he attacks the ball. He really just kind of extends his hands away from his body and really catches the ball with his hands. So it's no surprise that Johns has a good comfort level with those guys. And, you know, going into this game against Tech, you know, you could definitely expect them to probably play an integral part in that.
All right, we're listening there. We're visited by former UVA quarterback Mark Verica. Mark, this is Jim Hobgood. Probably before you were born, I played basketball at Virginia, but not to bring in old age here. But nevertheless, you know, I get tired of losing. If you were Coach Verica, which quarterback would start this game, and which one gives us the best chance to win the game?
Coach Verica, God, that's a scary thought right there.
you didn't know that we were going to put you on the hot seat, did you?
Oh boy, Coach V, wow. You know what? That's a tough question. I think I'm gonna go with Johns because I probably had gotten. I'm gonna stick with Mendenhall's decision here.
Yeah.
And go with Johns. You know, and that's nothing to take away from Benkert. I think he's done a tremendous job, and he's going to continue to play a good part for this team going forward. And sometimes it's good to take a step back. Sometimes it can help you to just kind of take a breath, you know, and take it all in. And then when you start again at some point, you kind of have a renewed perspective.
Well, the game is going to be in Blacksburg, so he's probably going to want to keep a coat on. It's apt to be cold down there in Blacksburg Thanksgiving weekend, you know.
Oh, it's cold. And I live down in Roanoke now. I moved to Roanoke last March. So, you know, and it's kind of chilly. It's a little warmer than I remember playing at Lane Stadium in my playing days. But that game is always, always cold, always windy. Johns has done it before, I believe. I think he has played there at the end of the year before. So,
yes.
You know, he's got good experience with this kind of game.
You know, I think he's going to be calmer and more composed. And let's face it, the head coach said that's where he's going. And based on the first half and half of the third quarter, he looked like a winner to me. I'm not sure how the wheels fell off there in the third and fourth quarter, but, you know, for a time there, Johns looked like he was right there in the saddle and comfortable, and the offensive line was blocking quite well. In fact, Reed and Mizell both had over 5 yards average per carry on Saturday, and if they can run the ball in Blacksburg some, that'll take some pressure off Johns, and that will give him time to find Dowling and some of the other receivers, Lavroni and whoever else can get open to help the offense move the sticks. But, you know, it's this game, you know, it's too many years now, 12 years in a row. Last time Virginia won was 2003. Our good friend Matt Schaub led the Wahoos in a 35-21 win in Scott Stadium. And
the last time down there was 98, right?
98, which so. I believe was Aaron Brooks.
Too long.
So it's been
a while, yeah.
It's been too long. And, here's some interesting stats that I found comparing the two teams in national rankings. You know, this game is, as they always say, these rivalry games come down to turnovers. Believe it or not, these two teams are very close. Virginia Tech has had 20 turnovers this year, and UVA has had 23. So this game could well be decided by the team that protects the ball a little bit better down there and the other one that can take advantage of the turnovers by the other side. So, if there was ever a game for Virginia's defensive players to get some turnovers, this is the one.
No question. You know, it's and that's the way these games typically go. You know, it's late in the year. It's cold. It's windy. It's loud. You know, so it's not always the most conducive conditions for airing it out. You know, from an offensive standpoint. So I think you're exactly right. You know, winning that battle in the trenches, whoever's able to run the ball effectively and limit those turnovers and capitalize on whoever does make a mistake, I think that's going to be the deciding factor in the outcome.
Mark, at this point, how do you feel about the future of the program?
I mean, I'm excited. You know, I was excited when they hired Bronco. You know, he was a guy with a great track record, having coached at a great program like BYU. You know, he coached that team to a lot of wins. I think it was around 100. You know, he was a guy who had averaged about 9 or 10 wins for 10 seasons at BYU, which is pretty impressive. So, and I know that he's a culture kind of guy. You know, he's come in here and he's trying to establish a new culture with the team. And I think those things take time, you know. I think this year has been frustrating, and there's been a lot of growing pains for new staff and new players being asked to do some different things. But I think he's laying the groundwork. Sometimes you have to trust in this kind of process. I remember I had read a book about Bill Walsh, obviously the famous and great coach and offensive mind for the 49ers. And it was about him and his philosophy, and it was called The Score Takes Care of Itself. And in the book, it talked about it in his early years with the Niners, how bad they were, you know, like 2- and 3-win seasons. But for him, laying that groundwork, that culture, was going to be the most important thing. You know, everyone in that program, from the secretary and the janitor to the quarterback, you know, everyone has a standard that they have to meet. And if you do those things, then the score will eventually take care of itself. So, obviously, it's a far shot for me to be comparing, you know, UVA, Coach Mendenhall, Bill Walsh. But I just kind of I'm hoping, and I think we all, that, you know, this program is kind of a holding or process. You know, like, this year might be tough, but hopefully in years to come, you know, those things start paying off.
Well, I think you're exactly right. Today in his press conference, Coach Mendenhall talked about talent acquisition to rebuild the roster on the team. You know, he said there were holes virtually everywhere, and I think he just meant there was no slotting in place. And really, the slotting issues at Virginia have really started in the last years of Al Groh's tenure, and they never were resolved at all during London's tenures. So there was never a succession plan in any of the key positions, and the lines are really a mess. I mean, they need a ton of linemen. And let me tell you, every single lineman that's out there that hadn't made a decision on a school, I hope they'll consider UVA because the opportunities abound.
Maybe playing time there.
Yeah, I think so. Mark, last thought. What would be the two most important aspects for the Cavaliers on offense to pull off the upset this weekend?
Do we still have him? We may have lost.
I think we lost his connection.
Was a little iffy anyway at the end.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna tell you what those two keys
are. So you're gonna answer your own question.
I'm gonna answer my own
question. I will tell you whether your answer is right or wrong.
Yeah, you the basketball mind that you are.
I am.
Number one, they must get the ground game working enough so that Johns is not forced into third and long. Third and long is a bad recipe against Bud Foster's defense. And, you know, ironically, it didn't really faze Aaron Brooks that much, and it really didn't faze Schaub. But those guys were, you know, NFL quarterbacks. And to be fair, I'm not sure that Matt Johns will be collecting an NFL paycheck anytime soon. But you know what? He's got enough ability and enough talent to lead this team if he's not put in desperate situations.
Well, this is his one opportunity.
This is a big one.
No need holding anything back.
There's no holding back. On defense, Micah Kizer and Quinn Blanding, they can't be the only ones making the tackles. Everybody on that defense has to make tackles. They've got to stick to their assignments. And another offensive aspect to think about, to me, at some point, somebody has got to get behind the Tech defense and make a long play. Whether they break a tackle on the perimeter or they bust one up the seam and go all the way, someone has to make a huge play that lifts the Virginia sideline.
Well, here, I wouldn't disagree with anything you said, but when you play Tech, you think special teams, so you got to make sure that Tech doesn't have a special team that, score.
This team is different.
They may be different. This, I'm just telling you what I – and the other thing is Virginia cannot allow Tech to score with the Virginia defense sitting on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
We can't give up these touchdowns, pick six, fumble, pick up, run for touchdown. I mean, if Tech scores a defensive touchdown, with Virginia coming in as an underdog anyway, they're going to be in deep trouble.
Believe me, we all understand that. By the way, Virginia is unfortunately about a 18.5, which is
Tech is playing for the division title, so I mean, right. They have a lot riding on this game. In addition to the fact they always want to beat Virginia.
Right. However, if the Wahoos knock them off, that puts Carolina in it, assuming Carolina can take care of their
the Wolfpack
on Friday night. So it's a very interesting scenario. All right, we're going to go to break. On the other side, we've got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And later in the show, we'll break down the game a little bit more. In between all that, we got Barry Parkhill and a little basketball. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.